Genius Empire.
I'm so remorseful. God is mercy, I need a heaven full. So many sins, a whole earth full. Confessing all of them, I could spend a lifetime in the confessional. I'm exhilarated, I'm forgiven, I'm in a state of grace. If necessary, I would attend 7 and 11 a.m. masses or masses in one Sunday. My inside was at war, cornies out of Uganda. I was another rebel. If you're forgiven more, you love them more. Luke 7:47, our Lord is parable in the gospel.
And I put all the elastic in temptation, but trust you to lead you on to liberation. Why don't you try to understand
what?
That God treats us as his son? Try to understand that they don't understand, no.
God is all powerful, my freedom. My will, the stone, it cannot move, but he gave me my will. What a mambo calling, mambo falling, puzzle to unravel. He made me with no help, won't save me with no help. Son Augustine, I hear you, temptation on my heels. Even Jesus was strict, but he never gave in. I go to church to pray, and my mind straight. Stupid girls that get pretty at them all, they pray. Am I celibate? But when it goes in the neighborhood, I'll never be good. I can't father my father's name, I wish I would. I give him two consolations. Heart on the cross, help me be strong. Shame, 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 I'm switching off my phone. Hiding behind doors, iniquity has enslaved my body and my soul. I'm so remorseful. God is mercy, I need a heaven full. So many sins, a whole earth full. Confessing all of them, I could spend a lifetime in the confessional. I'm exhilarated, I'm forgiven, I'm in a state of grace. If necessary, I would attend 7 and 11 a.m. masses or masses in one Sunday. My inside was at war, cornies out of Uganda. I was another rebel. If you're forgiven more, you love them more. Luke 7:47, our Lord is probable in the gospel.
And I put all the elastic in temptation, trust you to lead you on to liberation. Why don't you try to understand
what?
That God treats us as his son? Try to understand that they don't understand, no. Spend up above your elastic in temptation, but trust you to lead you on to liberation. Why don't you try to understand
what?
Treats us as his son. Try to understand that they don't understand, no.
God treats us as he treated his son, Jesus, asking us to give ourselves, giving us glory at Tabor and the cross at Calvary. Doors have been locked out of, all of them have opened to this. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the places I've been thrown out of, all the places that I've ever been. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the nights that I've ever slept, all the nights that I've kept awake. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the days that I've ever lived, all the days I nearly got killed. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the tears that I've ever shed, all the smiles that I've ever made. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the things that I've ever seen, all the things I've been blind to see. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. This is my vocation.
So why are you here? Have you considered that you were created to complete something? You were born with a purpose, a vocation, a way of living that serves God through your gifts and passions in the world. So how do you begin to discover your purpose? Ask yourself the big questions in life. Who are you, really? What makes you come alive? Know this, God has given you gifts and talents to make the world better. But it's up to you to search for the answers. Now, it may not be easy, but the questions of your life deserve to be explored. So where do you begin to explore who you are? What matters to you? Your gifts, your experiences. Exploring the world around you will help you figure out who you were born to be, and there's no telling where it might lead you. It might affirm what you're already doing, or lead you toward new possibilities. Sometimes you can't always see the possibilities, but a mentor, a friend, a community can help you see what you can't see. So, this is a lot to think about, isn't it? Don't expect to discover your purpose overnight, but don't ignore what God wants to do through your life. So take time to listen and reflect on what God has called you to do in the world. Where your gifts, experiences, passions, who you are, who you're becoming, what's needed in the world today. Where all of these things collide is where you'll begin to discover your vocation. We all have a purpose in God's story. Will you have the courage to uncover your purpose?